One step closer.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, just obviously all the cliches in the world, you know, just day by day, and that's what I've been trying to do. So, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, just want to keep working, and we had a kind of a good workout up there today, and get back on the ice tomorrow and keep going.
It's good to get a little bit of a break from the ice for a day.
Yeah, it's been obviously the start of camp. You know, you're on the ice a lot more than at a higher pace than you've been at, obviously, all summer. So it was good. The gym was still tough today, just maybe working other areas of the body than we would be on the ice. But, yeah, it's good to have a little bit of a day off the ice.
It's such a competitive camp, so many young guys here trying to make the team. Is it important for you to show the kind of flexibility you did by playing on the other side the other night?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, obviously I have had some experience playing the right in junior and growing up and last year a little bit too with the Moose, and thought I handled it pretty well. It's a little bit of an adjustment at first, but you know, I think having played it a lot throughout my life, you know, I kind of know a little bit of how to do it, and I thought I did pretty well with it.
What is the biggest key when making that adjustment?
Well, obviously, you know, anytime you're coming up the ice to make a pass, your stick's to the middle instead of to the wall. And, you know, when someone's trying to get an angle on you, I think then obviously the tendency would be to pull it to your backhand, and then making plays through the middle on your backhand is usually not a good thing. So just kind of trying to figure those sort of angles out. It's just different a little bit in the way you see the ice, how you move, how you have to you know, open up for your partner and things like that. So, and also taking pucks up the wall, obviously in the offensive zone, you're taking things more on your back end. So just mostly, I guess, just to sum it up, just like just angles and the way the ice looks, I guess.
Do you have to think more with it as opposed to it just being reactionary? Does the experience...
I think because I have played it, definitely I kind of just... I knew in the morning, so I thought about it all day, things that, you know, where I know I have to do a little different things on that side. But once I was out in the game, you just play. I mean, you don't have time, I think, too much to think about it. But, yeah, I thought I handled it okay.
Is this the most competitive camp you've been a part of here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of young players here. Everyone's fighting for jobs, and it's been really competitive so far. I think everyone's been... came in great shape and wanted to show their best, and you know, it's obviously competitive, but it makes it a lot of fun too.
Do you think it helps guys elevate their games a little bit?
Well, I think it definitely makes you have to, because obviously you know, everyone's battling for not that many positions, and there's a lot of great hockey players here. So you know, you have to bring your best every day in practice, in the gym, on the ice, in the games, and you know, obviously still a little bit to go here, but I think for the most part, you know, everyone's been trying to take their game to another level.